Ah, this is so stupid.
What's up, guys? It's me, Tori. I don't know why I said that. If you're listening, obviously, I would assume you know who I am, but whatever. It's me. I'm back for my own little personal episode. I did record today with Jared Schwartz. Shout out, Jared Schwartz. We had a really lovely conversation. It was such a good episode, and then I went to edit it, and there was no audio file. So we're learning, but I just thought, wow, that is so stupid. So not the first time that's happened on this podcast. I feel like Hawkman came over, we recorded an entire episode, looked down at the end of it, and I didn't hit record. So this time I at least hit record. There just was a weird situation with the audio file. This is hard, guys. I don't know how 4 million people have podcasts, or there's like 4 million podcasts in the world. I don't know how everyone does it. This is hard. There's SD cards, there's audio files, there's video files, there's mics and cords and lights, and this lighting is kind of shit, right? If you're listening, I'm ranting. I'm sorry. You can hear me. Anyways, I'm just here to say, hey, this is like my pilot episode, I guess. I guess this would have made sense to come out first. But, you know, everything's stupid. I'm learning. I'm growing. Hopefully this only gets better. I mean, God, it can only get better, I would assume. I think that's how life works. Reps, time, 10,000 hours. I'm at like, feels like I'm at 10,000. Jesus Christ. This editing process has been so tedious. I don't know. It's just a lot. But I'm not complaining. I'd like to clarify. I am, I guess this is a Dear Diary. This is not a pilot episode. It's a Dear Diary. Tori is unraveling. Whatever. The point is, I just wanted to, if you want to know why I'm even doing this, that's a fair thing to ask. 5 episodes in, why are you doing this? I've always wanted to have a podcast. It just seems like a cool way to connect with people. I've had a lot of fun with my friends, having them over, connecting, having conversations. I've learned a lot from each episode. I'm just replaying all the episodes in my head right now, and I'm like, what did you learn? I know I learned something. I had a lot of fun. Kitty's butthole story was pretty good. Ian taught me about crowd work is cheating, which he made a fair point. Billy, I learned he wants to run away on a date. That's hysterical to me. Isaac, we talked about pets a lot. That's really all I remember from that. Whatever. They're good. I'm enjoying them, and got a lot of people booked coming up, so I'm really excited for that. Again, I started this podcast. I love connecting with people, whether that's in person, together, or with you listening. I just think it's a really cool thing. I mean, I'm kind of like a golden retriever. Like, I love humans. They're fun. They're cool. The more you learn about them, the more interesting they get, usually. Unless I'm dating them, then I'm like, oh, I gotta go. Just kidding. I should edit that out, but I won't because this editing is hard. Tori's stupid podcast. The name came from, I was talking to my friend, and he talked about Shane Gillis's podcast. It's called like Shane and Someone's Secret Podcast. And I said, did you say stupid? And he was like, no, I said secret. And I was like, well, that's a great name for a podcast. So insert life. Here we are, Tori's stupid podcast. So shout out to my friend Dean. He was the inspo there. It was going to be Tori's hot takes, and then I shopped that around, and everyone was kind of like, that's lame. I mean, they didn't say that, but they, you know, they're like, oh, nice. So kind of the same thing. And so, yeah, the graphics for that were pretty cool. Maybe I'll edit in a photo. Nah, that's a lot of work, but it was cool. You can DM me or ask me before it. It was fun. But regardless, then it was whatever. Only reason I was going to do Tori's hot takes because my friend Ian Lara, who has been on the pod, he told me that people, you got to have hot takes, which his whole podcast is. So if you want to listen to hot takes, go to Adulthood. Very funny stuff. But he's like, you got to have like a hot take that will pull people into listen. So I think I was just thinking clickbait when I did that. But Tori's stupid pod. I really want to ask people a time when they were stupid. I think that's hilarious. Today, Jared actually shared a really funny story about when he was stupid. But it's not coming out because the audio file is gone. So I'll force him to tell it again sometime. I'm trying to think of a time when I was stupid, but I feel like that's me every time I fucking touch this podcast. So, yeah, My SD card's is almost full, so I'm gonna wrap this up. Basically, this is my pilot episode. Thank you for listening. Really excited about what's coming. I've got the next three episodes. Well, next one is Wednesday with my friend Maggie. Really excited about that. And then my friend Vanessa's on Monday. She writes for SNL. Such a great friend. Love her. Really pumped to talk to her. And then my friend Sarah Pop-Tart Saturday. Oh, and Ginsburg Friday. Yeah, I've got a lot of editing to do. But I'm excited. It's just fun to talk with my friends, share it with you guys. And I'm just kind of pumped to see where this goes. We'll see. It could just be me sitting in my apartment crying over Adobe Premiere. But regardless, it'll be some cool conversations and an excuse to just, you know, hang with my friends. So, winning. Am I right? Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock on a Monday. I got to wrap this up. But anyways, all this is to say is thanks for listening. Open to suggestions on what you guys want to hear about. I like the stupid question. Like, when were you stupid? LOL. But yeah, write in if you have any thoughts on this. If you want to just DM me to say mean things. That's usually what people do on my videos. Men, mostly. Not just like, I love men. I sound like I'm almost like a man hater, but I just did. Okay, whatever. I'm going to stop talking now. Yeah. I think that's all I have. I don't know how people have solo podcasts. Jesus Christ. Like, what? I guess you have a theme. My theme is just being stupid, so I should write down all the times when I was stupid. That might bum me out. Whatever. In the wise words of Forrest Gump, I said his mom, whatever. Stupid is as stupid does. And that's that. Wow, this was so dumb. Okay. Yeah.